On Purdue University Week, can virtual reality help you become more open to other people? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Musaud Akder, associate professor in the Department of Technology, Leadership, and Innovation at Purdue University, delves into this question.
Intercultural openness is critical to organizations in many ways. We live and work in a global world. Employees at every level of an organization need to communicate successfully with diverse coworkers and customers. While our jobs have been designed to reflect this shift, the educational system doesn't successfully prepare students to effectively interact across cultures. An attitude of openness can help us become more willing to address these issues. Leaders lacking an outlook of openness present real challenges to organizational performance, as ineffective leadership may result in conflicts among employees and a disconnect with customers. Discovering new ways to develop openness is vital for the workforce. An innovative approach is to study how virtual reality enables individuals to develop specific skills and attitudes such as empathy, openness, and curiosity. These technologies provide an immersive learning environment that is safe and highly scalable. For example, developing collaborative intercultural team skills through the use of this technology for astronauts participating in space exploration teams can be instrumental in supporting NASA's space missions. In the lab, I studied the potential impacts of virtual reality through an alternative, hypothetical reality where learners can experience intercultural simulations. For instance, they might be transported to a business trip in Latin America or to a meeting with a client in China simply by wearing a headset. It is emotionally safe and also much less expensive than sending learners abroad. By challenging their preconceived notions about people from other cultures, this technology enables learners to become more comfortable interacting across differences.
That was Musaud Akder of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.